Hey everyone, Scott here with an explicit content warning. I know we always have that little E on our podcast to tell you that we might say some cussing, but this week there's a lot extra cussing. If that's not for you, maybe skip this episode. Enjoy!
1, 2, 3, 4.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together
we're... You ever seen a man's brains?
I thought about it and then I knew you were going to do that. Guys, new bingeable content warning from your fave couch potatoes here at Song Salad.
This is Shannon and Scott's Netflix corner.
Yeah, or YouTube corner. So previously we have brought you Marble Olympics.
And Dark Tourist.
And there was one other thing that we brought you before. I don't remember. But now... The most incomprehensible entry yet into Shannon and Scott's Things You Should Go See, Vernon, Florida.
Vernon, Florida. Documentary by Errol Morris.
Not new.
Errol Morris, if you remember from previous episodes, was the father of Hamilton Morris, the Vice reporter who tried all the drugs that we wrote a Christmas song about.
A Very Druggy Christmas. Go check it out.
So Errol Morris made this documentary called Vernon, Florida in 1981, where he goes to the town of Vernon, Florida.
Never
in the Florida
heard of it?
Panhandle.
No, you haven't. You're
never
right.
Never heard of it. The people living there barely heard of it.
Yeah, it seems like it.
And you find out fascinating facts from these people, like how many brains you have.
Spoiler alert, it's more than one.
It's four.
It's four
bowls of brains.
Guys, it's four. No, but it's just a really incredible, I don't even know if I want to say character study, because it doesn't really feel like Errol Morris did any work to kind of get this, but it's just, it's like five middle-aged to old men talking, and it's so hard to understand what they're saying that it's like amazing that we live in the same country.
Right.
Right. Like that was like what struck me was like the complete and utter alien nature of the things they were saying and what they were doing with those possums. I just like didn't understand it.
Animals were harmed in the making of this
like,
film.
Like for sure they were harmed in the making of this film.
Turkeys, possums, turtles. Is that it?
Fish.
Worms.
There were some worms, or wigglers, the guy calls them.
We were very close to seeing some worm grunting. It didn't happen.
I know. We got really excited when we read the description on Netflix and it was like, worm farmer. We were like, oh, are we going to see it? Is he going to grunt some worms? And
no.
He didn't. He just talked a lot about them. Wigglers.
Except that all the books you read about them are wrong.
Yeah. Not for his wigglers.
My favorite thing that a worm farmer said was that he went to Joplin, Missouri, and got some night crawlers, and brought them back to his farm, put them in the ground, but they crawled away at night.
I think my favorite thing about the documentary, if we're just hitting the highlights
Let's
here,
hit the highlights.
Is the turkey man, whose best friend was a silent person named Snake.
Snake.
The turkey man saying that the best way to stop diarrhea is to see a turkey.
Yes. That's the best diarrhea medicine.
Go check out Vernon, Florida. Get back to us. I do love it when people actually follow our recommendations and watch the things that we recommend, and then we can geek out over them together.
Check it out. Well, when we aren't recommending things to watch, we are recording this podcast, which is...
Song Salad, a short song written about a random topic in a random style of music.
And we get those random genre and topics by spinning the salad spinner. Which comes from you, our loyal listeners.
This is a sound effect, noise, impression, or otherwise embarrassing thing that you make us do while we spin the spinner to get our random topic and random genre.
Yes. Good explanation. Today's salad spinner suggestion comes from Vince.
Vince Colosimo, V. V_C on Twitter.
He says, I'd like to speak with your manager in the voice of the type of person you think would use that phrase.
Great. Well, I can go first because I can go full white lady on it.
Do it.
Yeah. All right. Here we go.
Be the you that you can be.
The best me that I can be. All right. Here we go. I'd like to speak to your manager.
Oh, through a smile.
Yeah.
Through a smile.
Yeah,
that's
always
devastating.
The worst.
Devastating. Spin. Our sound this week.
Speaker.
You ever seen Manfred?
Have I ever seen The Matrix?
Have you ever seen? Never mind.
Is that what you asked?
No, I said, have you ever seen a man's brain?
Oh.
Speed core.
Okay.
Whoa. Speed
this core. This is going to be an exhausting week, folks.
Fast and exhausting.
Yeah.
Speedcore is a form of hardcore that is characterized by a high tempo and aggressive themes.
Great.
Get angry.
Mm-hmm.
The genre was created in the early to mid 1990s, and the name originates from the genre hardcore as well as the high speed tempo used.
Makes sense.
This music rarely drops below 300 beats per minute. Now, give you a sense of what that is. If you know the John Philip Sousa march, that's like famously known as a good reference point for 120 beats per minute. Yeah, so that's 120.
So
300 is more than double that.
Yeah,
and that's the slowest that this genre gets.
Can you sing John Philip Sousa at 300 beats per minute?
Like that.
That was really good. Okay, so it is also known as extratone, the world's fastest music genre. So if the tracks exceed 1,000 beats per minute,
right,
which can happen, it's extra tone, the fastest.
There's some YouTube videos showing things getting up to 100,000 beats per minute, but that really just sounds like...
Yeah, it doesn't sound like anything.
Also, apparently there's terror core, which is 250 beats per minute. So for some reason, that's slower.
Yeah, I think the terror core part of it might have to do more with the subject matter.
Yeah, why don't you talk more about that?
Yeah, so the music is often angry and aggressive in nature. Speedcore DJs use violent, vulgar, and offensive themes in their music to push the boundaries of the genre that they spawn from, meaning hardcore.
Right.
So we've done angry genres before. Punk is angry in a kind of anti-establishment way, but we've done like hyphen core genres that have been angry. I mean, grindcore was very angry. Though grindcore kind of came from a place of like environmentalism,
yeah.
Weirdly enough.
Gabber, which is the British rap genre we did, was like anger about your social status, but also sort of like a braggadocious kind of anger.
Right. We've definitely done angrier genres. This one seems particularly angry.
Yes.
And like there were... What was the one song that you found by Comprex called?
F the Female Race.
Cool. Did you know that females are a race of people?
Yeah.
Interesting.
There was that. There was also some maybe skinhead related stuff in this genre.
There was a guy called DJ Skinhead, but I don't really know.
We couldn't really find him.
Yeah, what his deal was. But yeah, so like hardcore, breakcore, death metal, black metal, it's all from this place of anger and releasing the tension.
Yeah. This is not a heavy metal genre, though. This is more of an electronic music genre that came out of hardcore techno and just sped up the tempos and got more aggressive and more pounding in its sound. It also got the hyperactive snare sound into our ears, which actually has sort of come into mainstream pop and electronica music too, like when you have those build ups to like a big drop, like the snare will go like two, 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 like that whole thing came from speedcore.
Gotcha.
In the early 90s.
I want to talk about a little kind of offshoot of this. Early speedcore was used in techno parades.
What's a techno parade?
A techno parade is, it's a German term, and it's when a parade of vehicles equipped with loudspeakers and amplifiers playing electronic dance music resembling a carnival parade parades down the street as people like dance around it and party and fornicate, basically.
And fornicate.
Well, one of the biggest one of the biggest. hold on. You'll see where I'm going. One of the biggest techno parades is called Fuck Parade. It's an annual summer techno parade in Berlin.
Is public sex not illegal in Berlin?
I don't know. There's also one called Love Parade. I guess that's the nice one. And then Fuck Parade is
more tender.
Yeah, I guess so. But they played early speedcore songs in the streets.
Okay.
And this is also a genre that has flourished online.
Yes.
So the early 2000s, a lot of net labels were dedicated to speedcore, and the increasing availability of like home digital music production equipment, similar to what we work with here on Song Salad,
yes,
meant that more people could actually do this at home or
just
in
like
clubs.
Me.
Just like you.
I'm also seeing that the early 2000s also saw the rise of speedcore in Japan, and these Japanese musicians took the aggressive speedcore tone and gave it a happier tone and focus on melody and silly synthesizers.
Oh.
So I think I would really like the Japanese version of this genre, but we'll see.
Yeah, we should maybe we'll play like two examples, one of like kind of classic speedcore and then one of the Japanese speedcore, which I think might also be called happycore.
Aw, anime samples were also used.
Ooh. So as you might have guessed, this is one of those genres that's really DJ led. So it is definitely like, you know, there are artists in speedcore, but also there you'll find, I guess you would call them like covers or adaptations of songs, where a DJ will take a song, a popular song, and make it into a speedcore song by adding beats and synths and stuff.
And just plain speeding things up.
Yep.
Let's play some examples.
Yeah. Let's find some that aren't hateful.
Yes. Well, we found some examples.
We did.
I don't think I can say this word.
You want me to say it?
I don't know. Is it appropriate for either of us to say it?
I don't know. Well, the artist is Nasenbluten.
Which means nosebleed.
In German. And the song is Cunt Face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Explicit content warning here on out, I guess.
Explicit content warning all over this.
So you'll hear a little bit of that. That's the angry sounding one.
Yeah.
And then the next one is going to be an example of the Japanese happy version. This is Blue Army by DJ Sharpnell.
All this Googling has ruined my computer.
Me too.
I just got a pop-up video ad for something called Disco Tits.
And I got an ad for a Muslim dating site, apparently.
Yeah.
And also recommended for me on YouTube is a arriving at Fort Jackson for basic training for the National Guard video.
What's happening?
Anyway, enjoy.
Song Salad is exploding our pews.
So okay, speedcore.
Here we go. Let's play them.
We'll be right back. That's that.
Something we didn't talk about, and I'm not sure if it's in the example or not, but the speed up seems to be a big part of the appeal.
Yeah, starting out a little slower and then building and building and building in tempo and in increasing the electronic percussion that you mm-hmm. have until the beat fully kicks in. And then once the beat kicks in, you have that hard pounding four on the floor style kick drum. And then those intense, as they said on Wikipedia, hyper snares.
Yeah. It's kind of like in EDM when you're like waiting for the beat to drop, except you're waiting for it to like reach max tempo.
And all the vocals that we're hearing are very heavily overdriven and distorted.
Totally. Also very repetitive from what I can hear. Heavily, lean heavily toward sampling. But even the like, you know, original recorded vocals are very much distorted and are repetitive and are often just like yelling the same kind of expletive over and over.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm seeing if there's anything that about Nathan Bluten saying like he's a Nazi or something that we shouldn't play him, but I can't. I'm gonna optimistically say it's just about shock value.
Yeah, look, I think it's just about shock value. I think something that these artists will tell you is that it's a way to like release aggression so that they aren't actually aggressive and violent
in real life.
Yeah. Which I guess is
hope
better.
That's true.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what do we get to be aggressive and violent about?
Hopefully something really mundane.
I know. Fun.
Well, it's my turn say I'd like to speak with your manager in the voice of the type of person I think would use that phrase.
Yes, please.
To get our topic. Here we go.
Here we go.
I'd like to speak with your manager. That's me assuming the person can't speak English.
Yeah.
And yelling helps people understand English when they don't know it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Spin. You wished for mundane, you got mundane.
Sometimes you shouldn't want what you wish for, I guess.
Yeah. What did we get, Scott?
TIC.
Ooh, what does TIC stand for?
Testing, inspection, and certification.
Wow. So just the general concepts of those nouns.
Well, the testing, inspection, and certification sector consists of conformity assessment bodies who provide services ranging from auditing and inspection to testing, verification, quality assurance, and certification. The sector consists of both in-house and outsourced services.
This is crazy. I did not know that TIC was considered a sector of business, like agriculture or manufacturing,
right?
Or like financial services.
I guess it makes sense because you need to test and inspect and certify things.
Yeah, totally.
I kind of thought it was pretty much all in-house.
So let's get the definition of testing, inspection, and certification services.
Tell us what testing is.
The International Organization for Standardization, hoo boy,
wow,
party animals, the ISO, and the International Electrotechnical Commission, the IEC, international standard-setting bodies composed of representatives from various national standards organizations, define the different testing, inspection, and certification services in the International Standard Series. Oh my God, a very long document name.
Hey girl, are you the IEC? Because you've got an international standard-setting body.
Ew. Testing is the determination of one or more characteristics of an object of conformity assessment according to a procedure. Inspection is the examination of a product design, product, process, or installation and determination of its conformity with specific requirements or, on the basis of professional judgment, with general requirements.
Okay.
And then certification is the third-party attestation related to the products, processes, systems, or persons. So,
okay,
you're so sad about
this. I'm
just
bored by it.
I know. This is like when we got like electronic checking or whatever.
Right.
Okay.
Which was also with a big like angry genre.
Yeah. Okay. But now imagine that we have to be angry about this.
About this testing.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what could we be manufacturing, say, that we would not want regulated by the TIC market?
Our sick beats.
That's pretty good. They're too fast.
They're trying to slow us down.
They're trying to slow us down.
Okay.
Our beats can't be stopped.
You cannot stop the beat.
We'll write a song called You Can't Stop the Beat. How about that?
Yes, that sounds perfect.
Because ever since the whole world began,
a woman found out she could, if she shook it, she could shake up a man.
Yes, you got there. Very
got
good.
It.
Very good.
So now we're going to shake and shimmy it the best that we can.
Today.
Can't stop the beat. Okay. So we're not going to read this whole article, which unbelievably is more detailed than most of the articles that we get. But you get it, right?
Yeah. Independent TIC companies provide services to sectors ranging from agriculture, automotive, commodities, consumer, environmental, food, life sciences, industrial, maritime, medical, oil and gas, petrochemical, leisure, education, systems compliance, and trade assurance. And according to financial analysts, the global testing, inspection, and certification market is estimated at approximately 200 billion euros.
Whoa!
It's a big old market, folks.
That's a big market.
So you may not know it, but this International Organization for Standardization is controlling your life. Wake up, sheeple.
Wake up, sheeple. I mean, do you want to live your whole life without being on a train or vehicle that explodes?
No.
Yeah, no? That's the answer?
My body, my choice.
Yeah. So the history of this entire industry was really following the Industrial Revolution, which makes sense because there were suddenly people in workplaces where there were a lot more risk involved with things like high pressure steam boilers or, you know, working in a factory. So institutions emerged in Europe, which carried out periodical inspections of things like steamships and other vessels to assess their overall condition as a precautionary measure to avoid large and often deadly damages.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, really probably to save people money from things being damaged.
That too.
Several of today's leading TIC companies started as classification societies in the 18th and 19th century to provide information to shipping underwriters on the condition of ships and equipment.
Cool. Makes sense.
Okay. So I'm going to write something angry about how the TIC industry is trying to slow us down.
Yes.
And you're going to
speed it up.
Go hog wild over there.
Yeah, I'm going to find really heavy pounding electronic percussion sounds and angry, like cutting kind of rough sounding synthesizers. And start building a beat that speeds up and up and up until we get to over 300 beats per minute. And we'll see exactly how fast I want to go.
Woo, exciting.
Here we go.
Here we go. I made lyrics.
I made speed.
You did.
In my bathtub. You want some?
When I told Scott, whenever we make songs like this and I watch him compose, he's just like a kid in a candy store who's like, I want this one and I want this one and I'm going to eat this thing.
Maybe this.
Yeah. And he like tries it out, gives it a lick, puts it back if he doesn't like it.
Get something darker chocolate.
Yeah.
Get something lighter chocolate.
This is a lovely little melange you've put together for us.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes. I found some fun beats and sort of industrial kind of sounds to put together. Some beats that sound completely different when you change the tempo up to, we just listened to examples of this beat everywhere between 120 beats per minute and actually everywhere between 54 beats per minute for fun and 1,000 beats per minute. So
yeah, I'm excited for the speed up part of it because I think it's really going to highlight how different it is and how it totally changes the timbre of like the music.
Have you heard of phasing in music?
I mean, concept? I, well, no, I guess not.
So You can call it phasing. You can also call it, in some ways, rhythmic displacement. So if you think about 120 beats per minute versus 240 beats per minute.
Yes.
That's just double speed.
Sure.
Right? So if you listen to a beat that's like at 120, you've been like, but if you do 240, it's, it just sounds like a different beat that's all still in the same rhythm. So it could be like a different part of the same song, mm-hmm. if you wanted it to be. And phasing and rhythmic displacement is like when things line up in between that. So if you had like, what's a good way to put it? There's a song by Steve Reich called Piano Phase, mm-hmm. where two different pianos are playing the same exact thing as each other at the same time. And then one pianist speeds up what they're doing so it goes out of sync with the other pianist. And they keep speeding up until they line up rhythmically with that piano again, and it sounds like things are in harmony now, but they're still playing the same thing they were playing before. It just got faster and got into like a rhythmic hole that it wasn't in before. So that's like the idea of phasing. So in some ways you're hearing like different songs and different beats emerge out of this as it speeds up, because you're hearing like a rhythmic phase over top of it.
Also,
that was a very long explanation.
Your imaginary grunge band is Rhythmic Hole, just Rhythmic so you know, Hole. Which is what
yes.
you just said.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. So that's really cool. That makes sense, I think, without hearing an example of it. I think I can kind of picture it.
I would play an example of piano phase, but it takes like 4 or 5 minutes for it to happen each time. So
it's kind of like... you know those little, the desk toy, that's those little silver balls.
Yeah.
And there's a certain way that you can swing the, and they like click and hit into each other and they transfer their energy like through the balls. There's a certain way.
A kinetic pendulum or something? Like? Something like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called.
And there's a certain way that you can swing the balls that they will swing like... two will go one way and three will be going the other way, and they will swing kind of opposite one another. But the
Newton's cradle.
Yes. But the way that they're like the amplitude of their swings will go in and out of sync such that sometimes they will all be swinging together and then they will get out of sync again and be swinging opposite one another. It's very cool.
Yeah, it works in a similar way, actually.
Cool. So now you have a a totally non-musical spoken example and a non-visual physical example that we've given you of this concept.
Helpful.
Yeah, great.
There's only one other musical thing I want to mention is that some of these songs include what are called amen breaks.
Mm-hmm.
And an amen break seems to be, from our research, an acoustic percussion break influenced by soul and funk music from the 70s and 80s, right?
Mm-hmm.
70s and 80s.
Or
60s and 70s. 60s and 70s. And is also used in jungle music, which is a type of like tribal techno kind of music.
We've talked about jungle before.
Yeah. So you'll hear in the middle of this a little... respite from the pounding that sounds more like acoustic funky drums, and then it goes back into the pounding again.
I have lyrics.
What are your lyrics?
They're not nice.
Well, this genre is not nice.
Yeah. So basically I wrote the concept that we talked about, which is the TIC is trying to slow us down.
Yep.
You're not going to slow us down.
No.
So here we go. Content warning, content warning, content warning. If you want to slow me down, you'll have to catch me. If you want to stop the beat, you'll have to break me. Can't regulate or inspect me. Don't give a fuck about your standardizing body. And then the chorus or whatever you want to say. These songs don't really seem to have like verses and choruses. No. It's just kind of like
we'll probably do all of that over the slower intro while the snare is like picking up steam and all that. Yeah.
And then the chorus or whatever, the repeated part is fuck the TIC, fuck the TIC, fuck your standardizing body, repeat until you're
you're cleansed.
That sounds very much like example songs that we found in researching this. There's a lot of like fuck the blank songs.
Yes, exactly.
Today's game show is fuck the blank.
Fuck the blank.
Brought to you by Kellogg's Corn Flakes. Fuck them, right?
Brought to you by Trojan Condom.
I think you should sing this.
Okay.
I mean, just because it doesn't seem like there are any female artists that we've run into.
We've heard some sampled sounds of female singers, especially in the Japanese example that we played, but it's mostly male DJs that we found.
DJs. It could be DJ.
I'll be DJ Rhythmic Hole.
DJ Rhythmic Hole. Oh, no.
Do you have what's your favorite DJ name for yourself? Like if you had to make your DJ name, what would it be?
I mean, I think the funniest one I've come up with, DJ Anglo-Saxon.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was good. But I also loved DJ Lil Bro Peep.
Lil Bro Peep is very funny. What's a DJ name for me? DJ Deep Funk.
DJ Deep Funk is very good. I was going to say DJ Cat Genie.
Oh,
you could just like make a turntable that looks like the cat
looks
genie.
Like the cat genie. Also, guys, get on the cat genie grind if you have not. I do love my cat genie. DJ Cat Genie is good.
Or DJ Oxford Comma.
Yes. Yeah. That's it. That has to be it. That's all. I'm done. DJ Oxford Comma. That makes me happy. Okay.
What should we call this song?
Fuck Your Standardizing Body.
F the TIC?
F the S-ing B. To make it safe.
F the S-ing B.
Oh, F your S-ing B?
F your S-ing B. Yeah.
I think that's kind of good because a lot of the song titles that we saw were a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
Sure.
Like they were a little bit...
When they weren't just talking about killing people.
Yeah,
and stuff.
When they weren't like explicitly violent.
Yeah.
They were a little tongue in cheek.
Can we spell like E F F T H E E S S I N G?
Yeah. F your S-ing B.
Yeah.
Spelled out.
Yes. Here it is. F your S-ing B.
A speed core song.
About the TIC.
The testing, inspection, and certification.
Racket.
Industry. Racket. By Shannon and Scott.
If you want to slow me down, you'll have to catch me. If you want to stop the beat, you'll have to break me. Can't regulate or inspect me. Don't give a fuck about your standardizing body. Fuck the TIC. Fuck the TIC.
Do you feel better? Do you feel like you let off some steam?
I was going to ask if you feel like that was a release or if that was just like winding you up.
Kind of just winds me up.
Yeah.
I've never been a person that's able to relax by listening to something like metal or speed anything.
Yeah. Speed anything.
Speed theater.
Speed theater. Well, okay, speed throughs are a thing.
Yeah.
So
you do a whole musical that's like as if you accidentally hit 1.5x
on your podcast. That's a great.
We have to go back and listen to this episode and this song
at 1.5x.
1.5x. Can you do more than that? Can you do two?
Yeah, you can do two. Yeah, you can do.
Wow, guys, you can double the beats per minute of that song.
Wait, does anybody question? Does anybody listen to us on 1.5x?
You got to get through that content.
Yeah, you got to get through the content. I'm just curious. If you listen to us at other than normal, like
X
speed, tweet at us or write it to us in the produce section and let us know.
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I imagine you probably don't do that when the song comes on, but maybe.
What if you've accidentally been listening to us on 1.5X this whole time and they're like, man, they write fast songs.
They talk fast. They write fast songs. They have a caffeine pill addiction.
We do write the songs fast.
We do. But that is by necessity.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw one YouTube comment on one of the Speedcore songs. Remember? Yeah. It was like, perfect to chill to. And we were both like, what?
A joke?
I don't think it's a joke. I think people really feel like this, like, I don't know, soothes them.
Is it like white noise, kind of? If you listen to enough of it?
Maybe.
Like, gets everything else out of your head?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely true. Like, there's no room for thoughts.
No.
With this.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You can meditate to it.
Every empty chamber of your body reverberates with this kind of music.
Tibetan monks love speedcore.
That's kind of amazing. Yeah, so not my jam.
No, not mine either.
Maybe it's your
I'm
jam.
Also just not into negativity in songs.
I know.
But, you know, some people need that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
If you've got any examples of speedcore that you listen to, if you do listen to it, send them our way.
Yeah, please.
Change our minds.
And go on Spotify. And if you search for the produce section or the song salad produce section, super mega mix or something, Vince and Nubia conceived of two of our wonderful listeners conceived of this Spotify playlist where we put the example songs or we put songs we kind of reference or talk about during the episode. And it's actually a super fun playlist right now. I put it on at work all the time and listen. Every once in a while, some like weird bot will come on and like put a bunch of dumb songs, but you can always tell it's a bot because it's at the top of the list. So if you see those, feel free to delete them. But yeah, join us there in Spotify. Join us on Facebook in the produce section, Song Salad Podcast - the produce section. Find us on Twitter at Song Salad Cast. And as usual, everything is on songsaladpodcast.com, including our Patreon page, which you can head to if you would like to donate as little as $2 a month. That's 50 cents an episode. At $5 a month, you will get access to the bonus content. Scott put out some of that this week,
woohoo,
including me singing embarrassing songs.
Yep. If you'd be so kind, please rate and review us on iTunes. Helps us get noticed.
It does.
And makes us more searchable.
Searchable.
Yes.
And we'll give you a shout out on the podcast if you do.
We will.
So, oh my God, I almost said until next week. That's your job.
Trying to steal my stuff.
I'm not. You do it.
I'm going to call the TIC and they'll be like, that's not standard.
It is not standard.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're effing your S-ing B. 3, 4. I would like to S your imager, please.
kind of got there.
I didn't have enough conjugation.
I would like to S with your M.
Ew.
That doesn't sound good.
I'd like to S with your M.
Speak with your manager.
I know, but S with your M.
Sleep with your...
Speak with your mouth.
Speak with your mouth.